Okay. Kosmos Sankarshan Kshirakashaya Vishnu. Kshirakashaya Vishnu is here in our hearts, and as the Viratrupa is the Purusha Avatar, who is really here, the presence we find here. And thus also being the creative one, performing his pastimes in the form of this Viratrupa that we then take part in. Well, just like a game has a game design, right? Now, these Purusha avatars, each one is the first among three Chaturvyuha, Sankarshan, the one from whom the karma, the Shukti level, comes. And the first one of those, you could say the first Sankarshan Chaturvyuha form is Baladev, Krishna, Vasudev, Sankarshan, Baladev, and then Pradyumna Niruddha. That's the, well, it's there in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and I guess Bhagavatam as well, clearly stated. And that's why Paramatma, who is Kshirakashaya Vishnu, was here in our heart, directing our wanderings, giving intelligence, memory, knowledge and forgetfulness, and so on, is the Adi Guru, is the Gurudev, the Chaitya Guru. And any human who is acting as Guru does so on behalf of being able to act as a transparent via medium to Guru in the heart, who then represents, I've heard, also Baladev, who is then Nityananda. Was then Krishna's first expansion for, you could say, support and provide the creative impetus for creations to take place that the Krishna can enjoy. So therefore Baladev is described that way as servant of Krishna, support the cosmos, the world rests upon him, his head. Sankarshan, Anantashesha, and so on. Beautiful story and imagery here. which way at least I've started to understand a bit what it really represents.